This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I'm thinking about when unfair treatment feels very personal. So recently, we talked about injustice, but it was on a larger scale. Today, I'm talking about when it hits closer to home. You may feel something like this in the office or maybe even among friends. And when I turn to the scriptures, this is exactly what happened among David's men. So David was preparing for a significant battle with the Amalekites. He gathered several hundred of his men to enter battle with him. But 200 men asked to stay behind to guard their equipment because they were too tired to enter another battle. So once David and his men reached the battlefield, of course, they were very victorious. They defeated the Amalekites. They recovered everything that the Amalekites had stolen from them, and then some. And when David and his men returned, David greeted the 200 men who chose to stay behind very joyfully. But some of the men who went into battle felt that was very unfair. They also felt it was unfair to share what they were able to recover or gain from the Amalekites with these 200 men who stayed behind. But David corrected them and said, "No, my brothers, don't be selfish with what the Lord has given us. God has kept us safe and has helped us defeat the enemy. We will share and share alike." And so today you might be grappling with a situation that seems very unfair. You are trying your hardest to do what's right, but deep down it feels unjust. And let me encourage you as we cling to these words. Blessed is the man who remains steadfast under trial, for when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life. James 1:12. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. And so today, release what feels unfair.